This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, again, I want to kind of give you 90% law, 10% grace. As a matter of fact, that was the procedure, the method that John Wesley would use, and that's exactly how you are to preach the gospel, law to grace, and there's a proper method. Especially in a time in America, namely, I know that we broadcast into 53 different countries, but namely in America today, there's such a false balance going on that we have to lift it and turn it the other direction. And in doing so, that's exactly what we do on this radio show. Some people think it's negative, but notice at the end of the show, there's always hope. But that's the proper method of preaching the gospel. The law shows you, it condemns you for who you are until you are driven to the foot of the cross where you put your faith in Jesus Christ. And that is the proper method of scriptural preaching as well. So with that said, friends, what we're going to talk about in just a couple minutes here is what constitutes a good Christian American soldier, number one, okay? And I also want to cover something that's been on my mind for a while as well. And it was Nathan Hale who said, "My only regret is dying that I have but one poor life to lose for my country." I want you to think about what he said. Captain Nathan Hale, and his last words before his execution in September of 1776 after being captured by the British. I want you to think, America, of the 13 colonies and the 56 signers and less than 3% of the population that was used by God to bless what we have today 242 years later. Consider who they were fighting, considering that they were standing against the strongest military in the world during that particular time, the British. You can rest assured there was a lot of people around standing there, namely in the professed church during that time, saying there's nothing we can do. Jesus, come rapture us from responsibility. Yeah, we know that you told us to keep the commandments, but we don't want to do that. Just rapture us from responsibility, which is unscriptural. You know, all you gloom and doomers out there, you need to understand something. If it wasn't for that small population, we would not be here today. That small population of people like Captain Nathan Hale, the 13 colonies and less than 3% of the population, and the 56 signers that were used in a time of gloom and doom that God pulled them out of a place of hopelessness. Now, I know, America, that America is under judgment. There's no question about it. I know, America, that America deserves exactly what it gets. There's no question about it. But I'll tell you what, there's still people in this country that don't deserve what the older generation has brought onto the younger generation. No doubt about it. But I want you to think about these words, because we know as Christians that hope is found in what we do with the truth that's been given. We have to do all that we can do before we can expect results. That's exactly what our forefathers did. That's exactly what the 56 signers did. That's exactly what the 13 colonies did. That's exactly, friends, what less than 3% of the population did. And God used them to bless their posterity, which just happens to be me and you. My only regret in dying is that I have but one poor life to lose for my country. Just think about what he said. In other words, if Captain Nathan Hale had more than one life, he would have gave it to give us what we have today through his sacrifice. And he did it. You know, when I talk to people, and some people should know better when talking to me, and it's gloom and doom that comes out of their mouth. There's nothing we can do about it. There's no hope. Well, I'd ask the question, where do you have your eyes fixed, number one? And number two, if you trust yourself, yeah, you're exactly right. There is no hope. And for those that put their trust in the government and in the arm of the flesh, cursed are you, the Bible tells us. I can understand why you have no hope. But when you put your hope in Christ and understand Scripture, from Joseph being thrown in a pit without water to the position of being actually promoted to that of the governor next to the Pharaoh to preserve the people, we need to consider the source. And who was the source? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. When you look at the church and the history of the church, what is the church's history? Their backs are up against the wall. And what happens? The God of Israel comes through. And notice the church is willing to fight for what God is willing to give them if the church is willing to fight for it. And we're not seeing a whole lot of fighting today. And therein lies the problem. And again, it shows you what men have their eyes fixed on. The author and the finisher of their hopelessness. Now, I say this to you, friends. I say it's time for the hopeless to tie a knot and hang on, because we're going for a ride. But if you put your faith in Christ, I say the same thing. Tie a knot and hold on. You know, Arturius said this. He said, there's no worse death than the end of hope. No, there isn't. But I can also tell you this. To the degree that one suffers will be to the degree that one glories. And that glory better belong to the Christ. It better be a crown on the head of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God. Because if it be there, friends, you can rest assured, just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow the knee and worship the false gods that Nebuchadnezzar set up, you can rest assured that the fourth man's going to show up in the fire. And what happens when he shows up in the fire? Just the exact opposite of what the wicked meant to do to the righteous. And friends, you can rest assured that the Bible tells us that God is the governor of all nations. He is in charge today. If the sparrow will not fall to the ground without his notice, he knows the very numbers of the hairs on your head, friends. Rest assured that he sees all things. As a matter of fact, Scripture tells us that all things are naked and open to the eyes of whom we have to do. God is so detailed. His eyes upon the sparrow. And if it's upon the sparrow, rest assured, we're of more value than many sparrows, Jesus said. So therefore, he has his eyes fixed upon us, upon our posterity. As long as we have our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith, rest assured, friends, we're going to receive that engrafted word which is able to save our souls, to bring us out of the most dire and hopeless situations known to mankind. I ask you, I lay to your candor, where do you have your eyes fixed? Because if they're on Jesus Christ, he promises that you will overcome by the faith that he gives you. What is it that overcomes the world? Even our faith, Scripture tells us. And this isn't hype, friends. Read the book of Hebrews chapter 11. Look at the hopelessness our forefathers, the patriarchs, were in. And look what God did on their behalf, because they believed, because they had their eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of their faith. Hebrews 12:2. I got a question for you. How many people talk about how much they love their country? I got another question for you. How many are willing to live for their country? Because we hear all day long how many people are willing to die for her, but how many are willing to live for her? 2 Corinthians 5:15. We're going to come right back to this. Will you live for your country? Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-866-582-9933.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0744. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Terry, and I am a daughter of Liberty. I've been listening to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com now for about 6 months. Bradley has inspired me for the first time in my life to stand up for godly principles upon which this country was founded. He has reminded me that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You know, I just want to kind of right off the back of what I was talking about during the last segments, and this analogy comes to mind. You know, because I believe that a lot of people are in a state of hopelessness today, again, because of what they're feeding on. My greatest joy in this life, literally, over the last 20 years, is to feed on the bread of life. Because I know that when I feed on the bread of life, I'm always going to overcome. Because he promised just that, and it's a daily occurrence. You know, Paul, the man that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, he said that he died daily. And keep in mind, in the Old Testament, there was two lamb sacrifices, one during the day and one during the night. And so it is with the Christian man. So it is with the Christian woman. There's a daily dying process that goes on. But like I said, Sir Thomas More rightly said, to the degree that you suffer will be to the degree that you glory. And again, my glory is seeing the crown put on the Christ where it belongs, on the top of his head. Because it will always remain there regardless if I so desire to have it there or not. But when people begin to conform themselves to the Word of God rather than to be conformed to the world, you know, the Bible tells us we're to renew our minds to the Word of God. We're not to conform ourselves to this world. And when we continuously feed on the mind of Christ, rest assured, everything Christ did was an overcoming experience, even over the works of the enemy every step of the way. And he promised that same power to his apostles, to his disciples. And also keep in mind, friends, Hebrews 13:8 comes to mind. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's faithful unto all generations. What he did for Abraham, what he did for Isaac, what he did for Jacob, what he did for Moses, what he did for Joshua, what he did for the children of Israel, friends, he'll do for us. What he did for Samson, what he did for Gideon, he'll do for us. What he did for the major prophets and the minor prophets, he'll do for us. What he did for Peter, James, John, and the list goes on concerning the 12 disciples, he'll do for us and the 70 other disciples. What he did for them, he will do for us. As a matter of fact, he said, greater works will you do than I did because I go unto my Father. But don't forget about the cross in the center of all that we do. Too many people, when they see the cross, what do? They become enemies of the cross because they don't want the cross. They want the hand of God, but they don't want the heart of God. And to understand and to receive the heart of God is to have the testimonies that He bestows upon us as we walk them out. And by the way, that's exactly why King David said, I knew and I know more than the ancients because I keep the testimonies of the Lord. He bore His cross. Which comes to my aid now is the fact that you look at Saul. You know, Saul's heart was changed instantaneously. He was the king that the people wanted concerning the children of Israel. And they got him. And they got his trouble as well. But notice his heart was changed in an instant, right? Did you know that it took King David 25 years to get to the crown? And it took King Saul one day. And how did King David actually get to the throne? Read the book of Psalms. Read 1 Samuel and 2 Samuel, friends. It was quite a trip. I mean, what he had to endure, the persecutions, the trials, the tribulations, the hopelessness that King David had to walk out when he was being hunted down by the likes of King Saul. Remember when David loved Saul once he was anointed king? And remember how he honored King Saul? And it wasn't interesting that when King David would go out, he would do everything that he did to honor King Saul, the Lord's anointed. And he would come back and the people would cry out and say, Saul has killed his thousands, but King David his tens of thousands. Guess what? It was on right then and there, wasn't it? Because from that day forward, Saul began to eye out David and he wanted to kill him. And just think about that. The one David was honoring was the one that was trying to kill David. You want to talk about hopelessness, friends? But we also know the end of David because he was a heart after man. I'm sorry, he was a man after God's own heart. And look at the end of the day. We're still talking about him 5,000 and 6,000 years later. And look at the faithfulness of God. And how many times I've said this, friends. Why is it that in the pulpits today we hear the gloom and doom? Because they're not being led of the Spirit of God. They're being led of the spirit of the world. That's why they're conforming to the spirit of the world. That's why they're taking on the world. That's why the world is influencing them rather than by the power of the Holy Ghost influencing the world. But just think about this, friends. In a time of gloom and doom, in a time of hopelessness, when we keep our eyes fixed on Him, just like David and just like all the patriarchs of the past and in the present, God continuously gave them the victory. And this is the message that I'm talking about that needs to be preached from the pulpits in America today. How about we preach about the faithfulness of God? How about we preach the fact that God did not fail one word, not one iota, one, not one jot, not one tittle, not the smallest part of His promises did He fail the children of Israel. Therefore, if He's not a God that has not changed, Malachi 3:6, then nor will He change on our part. What He did for them, friends, He is doing for us today because we don't serve the God of the dead. We serve the God of the living. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, we'd be praying and preaching it down saying, Bradley Dean, I can hear him right now. Bradley Dean, bring it down, bring it down. We are. We're bringing down the Holy Ghost who sent down from heaven to preach through His saints. The victory that has been promised unto us by the power of the Holy One of Israel, who has not changed. Who has not changed. America, I want you to think about this. Your hope is in trust in God. Your hope is not in fallen man. Your hope is not in found in the positiveness and humanistic messages that are given unto us today through what could possibly go our way if we do the right thing concerning what the bad guys would have us to do. No, we do the right thing against all odds because we adhere to the Word of God that endureth forevermore. Friends, what are you feeding on? When we have the mind of Christ, you know, when I'm on this radio show, for those that did not know, when I'm on this radio show, when I say these things are coming to my aid right now, these are the things that are bubbling up. The Bible says the Holy Ghost will bring all things to remembrance The Bible says that he has given unto us the Comforter. You know what the word Comforter means in Old English, friends? I was out on the west, on the East Coast, and I was in a Bible museum. A friend of mine ran it. It was really cool. It was second to none. And there was a picture of a king with a sword in his hand. And you could look at all the soldiers that were around him. He was behind them, prodding them forward to go on in the battle. And you know what it said? The king comforting his soldiers. The king comforting his soldiers. And it's the same thing that the king is doing today. He's comforting his soldiers by the power of the Holy Ghost, the comforter, to go forward in the battle that which is in front of us. That he promised through many trials and tribulations would we enter into the kingdom of God. And I'm telling you what, friends, right now on the radio, it's raining the Holy Ghost. It's raining in this room right now. You need to lift your head up. Why? Because the Bible says when we have our eyes fixed on him, we look to the hills for our help, right? Psalm 121. Isn't it interesting that when we keep our eyes fixed on him, he's the one, friends, that is the lifter of our heads. Isn't it interesting? The Bible tells us that he sets a table in the presence of our enemies. Isn't it interesting that the Bible says, though they gather together against us, they shall surely fall for his name's sake. Isn't it interesting how the kings of the earth gather themselves against the Lord and against his anointed? But what was the answer from heaven, hopeless ones? The Lord shall have them in great derision. The Lord shall break them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Right? Keep in mind, the promises are for us. Yes and amen. When he said, touch not mine anointed, guess what he meant, friends? He meant just that. Just like David prayed, Lord, you're forever at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, friends. He gives his holy angels commandment to keep us for his namesake. The Bible says that on the behalf of David that a commandment was given to save him for his purposes. David wasn't looking to save his life. He was looking to lose his life so he could find his life, friends. And by the way, that is key for someone listening to me right now. You find your life where you give it away. You find your life when it's better to give than it is to receive, friends. You want to be liberated? Give your life to the Lord. You want to be liberated? Step out into the call. And I want to tell you something right now, friends. By that Holy Ghost who's alive forevermore, there are people listening to me right now. You have a call of God in your life, and you have been stumbling. You have been making excuses as to why you have not done it, and you're miserable. And you're trying to figure out why everything's working against you for the wrong reasons. I'll tell you what. When you give your heart over and put it into the hand of the Lord, where the Bible says the king's heart is in his hand, he will turn it whithersoever he will, and usually in the direction that you don't want to go, guess what? Usually when you don't want to do it, it means exactly that you should do it. Just like Jesus after his resurrection, when he looked at Peter and he said to him, "Do you love me, Peter?" He said, "Yes." Jesus said back in John 21, "Feed my sheep." He said again, Peter, do you love me? He said back to Peter, to Jesus, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Feed my lambs. A third time, Jesus said, do you love me? Yes, you know that I love you. He was getting grieved, friends. He said, feed my lambs. The Lord said, when you were young, you went where you wanted to go. But now that you're old, another will gird you and take you whithersoever you don't want to go. But I want to tell you, friends, that's the direction you want to go, that you might be liberated in Christ.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump said Thursday that federal prosecutors added the campaign finance violations in the case against his former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, to embarrass him. Regarding what Cohen said in court, the president tells Fox News,
"He is a lawyer. He represents a client. I never directed him to do anything incorrect or wrong, and he understands that."
The president also said Cohen mainly did public relations work for him. A panel reviewing the massacre at the Madry Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida says giving teachers guns and bolstering security will stop future mass shootings. A state commission on the Parkland shooting voted to include a recommendation to arm teachers who will undergo training. The state legislator will still have to pass such a measure. Insurance claims for the three California wildfires are at $9 billion. Now, $7 of that $9 billion is from the Camp Fire, which was in Northern California. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Okay, so I wrote a book. It's called The Grass Doesn't Work, The Rocks Do. It's available on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And you can go to the store. It's called The Grass Doesn't Work, The Rocks Do. I feel like I'm supposed to be an encouragement to people. And I got to tell you, friends, I often find myself that when I'm down and I feel like I'm falling into despair, oftentimes it's because of something I have to give over the radio airwaves or to somebody when I meet them. So I'm being burdened. If Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. Oftentimes I have to yield myself over and die a death to give that life, the bread of life, to the world. And so it's a process. And in doing that, I just want you to listen to this, because this is how you find God, number one. And I'm going to take this in stride, okay? There was a young man who sought out an Indian guru who took him to a river. And after wading into the water, the young man allowed the gentle-speaking guru to lower him beneath the water's surface, thinking that, well, he was just being baptized. However, he surprisingly felt the guru's hand tense and hold him under the water. Oftentimes, this is what we feel the Lord doing to us, and we don't know why. He struggled as a sense of panic began to grip his mind, because we want the Lord to meet us on our terms, our timetable, when it's not our way, but it's His way. As he began to hold him under the water, he struggled as a sense of panic began to grip his mind. No matter how hard he battled, the strong arms of the old man held him under the cold water. Adrenaline pumped through his terrified body. He must get air or die. I have to know and taste and see that the Lord is good. Psalm 34. Suddenly, the man let go and burst through the water's surface. He couldn't understand why the guru would do such a senseless thing to him. The old man raised his hand to calm him and said, "When you yearn for God as much as you craved for oxygen, then you will find him." Read Jeremiah 29:11-13. This is applicable to every single one of us, friends. To every single one of us. To every single one of us. Oftentimes we look, and because we can't see the end of it, we lose hope. Well, you've all heard of Florence Chadwick, correct? If not, I'm about to share you her story. The California coast was shrouded in fog that 4th of July morning in 1952. 21 miles to the west of the Catalina Island, a 34-year-old woman waded in the water and began swimming towards California. She was determined to be the first woman to do just that. Her name was Florence Chadwick. She had already been the first woman to swim the English Channel in both directions. The water was a numbing cold, and a fog was so thick she could hardly see the escort boats. Millions were watching on national television. And several times, sharks literally had to be driven away with rifles to protect a lone figure in the water. Fatigue had never been her big problem in these swims. It was the bone-chilling cold of the water. More than 15 hours later, numb with cold, she asked to be taken out. She couldn't go on. Her mother and the trainer in the boat alongside told her that the shore was near. They urged her not to quit, but when she looked towards the California coast, all she could see was the dense fog, and she asked to be taken out of the water. Hours later, when her body began to thaw, she felt the shock of failure. She had been pulled out only a half a mile from the California coast. Friends, many of you need to understand that you're closer than you think you are. Just because you cannot see the end, it does not mean it's not near. A reporter asked her, "What was it, Miss Chadwick, that kept you from swimming that last half mile?" She said, "It was the fog. It was the fog. If I could have seen the land, I could have made it." When you're out there swimming and you can't see your goal, you lose all sense of progress and you begin to give up. With no land in sight, her motivation was completely gone. You know, the Bible tells us, friends, that we walk by faith, not by sight. So therefore, we have to keep our eyes fixed on Him who is the Word. It was the only time that Florence Chadwick ever quit, and 2 months later, she swam the same channel and beat the men's record by 2 hours. You know why? You know why she made it? Because she had her eyes fixed on the object of her faith. Ours, as Christians, guess what, friends? Hebrews 12:2 is Jesus Christ, and our eye is single. She could see her goal. My goal is to do the will of Him who sent me. Don't give up. We're not the type that give up, Americans, remember? We're born of the Spirit of the Most High God. We have our faith that's been bestowed upon us, fixed back upon Him, where He sits at the right hand of the Father. Keep in mind, He went to the cross too. He was our example. Remember when He told the apostles and the disciples after the cross experience, Golgotha, after His scourgings, His persecutions, and again, His crucifixion. Remember, after the resurrection, He took His hands and He showed His disciples the holes in His hands and in His feet. And He said, "As the Father sent me, so I send you." Listen, Jesus is saying to His church today, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And this is your example. You're going to bear the cross as well. Deny yourself and take up your cross and follow me. He who loses his life for my sake will find it. But he who tries to find it will lose it. And I ask you, to those that are appealing to the approbation of the spirit of the world in order to win it, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? And I want to say, those that are straddling the fence, that you think you're a Christian and you're a worldling at the same time, I'd rather have you hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. Keep in mind, in Revelation 3 there, the Lord says to His people, as He beholds and knocks on the door, He said, "Open the door." As He's knocking on the door, He said, "As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Repent of your ways and get your eyes fixed on His." It's that simple. The hardest thing about being American is giving up and saying, Lord, you have to do it. But I'll tell you what, when you learn that lesson, and we're still learning that lesson every day of our lives because the crosses are different on a daily basis. It's to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding, and in all of our ways acknowledge Him. You know, a lot of times, friends, there may be people out there right now that are saying, well, I'm praying and the Lord's just not answering. Be importunate. Keep pressing and pressing. The violent take it by force. The Bible says that we presseth into the kingdom of God. Read Matthew 11:12 when you get a moment, friends. Keep pressing. Don't stop until He answers. Keep knocking on that door until that door opens wide. And keep in mind that you go through that door, which is Jesus Christ, where we come into the Holy of Holies through a new and a living way, through the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. And also keep in mind, He's making intercession for us even now to do just that. Because we have a right to come into the throne of grace in the time of need. And I don't know about you, friends, but I'm dependent upon the Lord. And that is the most blessed place, though it may seem like a curse to man, it's the most blessed place in the world to be dependent upon the living God. It really is. And when you're going through your cross experiences, rest assured, that is when you are growing the most in grace, as well as in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 3. You know, when you pray, and it takes time for those answers to come in. You know, it's a lot like when you go online. For those that like to shop, I don't. I like to online shop if I do. I'm not a big shopper. I have everything I need. I don't need anything else. As a matter of fact, for Christmas time, I always tell my family, I don't want nothing. I have everything I need and more. I really do. I'm not a covetous dude. I'm not a materialistic guy. I just don't have a lot of time for that. I want to be out there with the people. That's my objective. Luke 19:10. To become a fisher of men when we follow Christ is exactly what we become and what we are today. But it's interesting, when you order online, friends, you know, I go online and I order, let's say, I order a bunch of flags out of California for my flagpole on my front yard or any other item that I might desire. Once I make that order, they acknowledge the order by sending me an email back. And once they send that email back, I know that they heard my prayer. And once I know that I was heard in my request, what item that I bought, and they confirm it back to me, well, guess what, friends? I don't have to worry about how they get it to me. I don't care if they're using UPS or FedEx. I trust that that company heard my request, they got my order, and they're going to get the package to me within 3 to 7 days because they promised so. You need to understand something, America. We are talking about God's timeline here. Patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself. And oftentimes the deception that's revealing itself, friends, is found within ourselves and our impatience towards the things of God. God is not in a rush. He'll meet us exactly when He needs to meet us. We'll receive the end of our prayer, even the end of our faith, when we need to receive the end of our faith, when we need to receive our package from heaven. I don't have to worry about it. The company got the request. They told me they did. You know, King David used to fast and pray. And he would get a witness that he was heard. And that's all he had to do is move along and stay his ministry, stay his course. And in the process, God was going to get him exactly what it was that he was needed and what he asked for. So, to trust in the Lord with all your heart is to do just that. And it's not a lot of fun to do it sometimes, but you learn over the years that you got to just sit back and trust. But know that He heard you. Get the witness of the Holy Ghost that He heard you. King David said his prayers returned back into his own bosom. He got the confirmation. He got the witness of the Spirit. But meet Him on His terms, because He will not fail to keep one word of His promises. I know there's a lot of people that are just real fickle about the promises of the Most High God. And I'm going to give you this analogy when I come back to you. This is all found in my book, Grass Doesn't Work, The Rocks Do, Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the store, check it out. Again, Grass Doesn't Work, The Rocks Do. I wrote this book some time back. Ray Comfort actually put his christening on there, not that that mattered, but it was kind of cool that he did. With that said, it's called Grass Doesn't Work, The Rocks Do. Check it out. Facebook, sonsoflibertyradio.com. check us out online as well, and you can check out all the...
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By the way, friends, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over on our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean double E. Twitter account is Bradley Dean one. Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean on YouTube. And if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. We are following the Holy Ghost today, so we'll talk about what constitutes a good Christian American soldier tomorrow, if that's where he so chooses to go. Again, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Read Isaiah 30 when you get a moment, because we are not there. With that said, we're talking about trusting in the Lord with all of our hearts, leaning not to our own understanding. Leaning not to our own understanding, but in all of our ways, acknowledge Him. By the way, I'm not talking about just trusting the Lord where we leave off our duty. No. Faith with works. By works, you're showing the world your faith. We do what we do not to get saved. We do what we do because we are saved. Okay? Law says do this and live. Grace says live and do this. Just to put it in perspective. Now, again, I understand people are in a hard place today. But I got to honestly say this with all due respect to the law and the prophets. We're in a position that we are today because we've let it go this far. And what we need to do is, like Eleazar, the son of Dodo, go after the Philistines, even if it means us doing it on our own. Again, that's losing your life. And that is a work of faith. But there's too many people that are so fickle in the promises of God. And I, by the way, I understand. I'm not talking to you like I'm above that lesson and it'll never apply to me again. No, generals of God say the fires get hotter concerning the trials and the tribulations that are before them. Not easier. They get harder. Okay? Because we're being purified in the fire. There was a man who had to get to a certain destination at a certain time. He was in a snowstorm and he came up to a river and thought to himself, how thick is the ice? Will it hold my weight? Well, it felt solid, and so he reached a little further and tapped again to see if it could hold his weight. He took a branch and smacked the ice to see if it would crack. Nothing. So he crawled a little bit more, and he crawled a little bit more across the ice on his stomach. Sweat began to fall down upon his brow as he began to tremble with fear as he realized that at any moment that he could go to an icy grave, because that ice just might break, like that of the promises of God. He took the stick with him and continued to tap the ice in front of him as he crawled on his stomach. The man went about 40 feet in about 45 minutes. He was absolutely terrified and embarrassed if anybody seen him. As he was crawling inch by inch, sweat pouring out of his brow, he heard a strange sound. He heard singing and then rumble, rumble, rumble. The man looked behind him to see another man with a full cart of coal as his horse in front of him slamming across the ice, singing at the top of his lungs while he whipped his horse. Whoa! The man stood up, felt a fool because he thought the ice was solid. I'm sorry, he thought within himself. The man finally stood up and felt a fool. He felt a fool, he did, because the ice was solid right through to the bottom, just like that of the promises of God. He felt foolish. The knowledge he received released him from his fear. In other words, friends, don't crawl across the promises of God on your stomach, because they're solid through and through. You can trust in Him. Read Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. Released from his fear. During the first segment, I was talking about it's in the mind. The second segment, I started talking about what's in your mind. If you have the mind of Christ, you're going to think the thoughts of God. Which brings me to none other than Houdini. You guys all know who Houdini was, right? Well, if you don't, I'm going to tell you who he was. He was the greatest escape artist in history. Several times he would allow himself to be bound in chains and cast into the sea, and instead of drowning, he would shed his chains and escape. However, one time Houdini almost did not make it, and the incident took place in a small English town. Houdini had boasted that he could escape from any jail cell as long as he was allowed to wear his street clothes and work in complete privacy. The people of this small English town were proud of their specially constructed jail cell, so they invited the famous Houdini to go ahead and, well, give it a try. And, of course, Houdini arrived in much publicity and fanfare. That means a lot of people showed up, friends. The officials then led Houdini into the jail cell, shut the door behind themselves, and then left the building. Immediately, the master went to work. He first extracted a long, tough steel shaft that he would use to unlock most doors. Why wouldn't the jail door open? Said Houdini. After 2 hours, Houdini became so exasperated and began to sweat really hard that his confidence began to waver. Friends, his confidence began to waver. After 3 hours, the master became so physically exhausted that he collapsed and fell up against the door. Folks, after 3 hours, the master became so physically exhausted that he collapsed and fell up against the door. Hey, friends, the door swung wide open. You know, isn't it interesting that the Lord uses a child as the model of heaven? Isn't it interesting that Jesus said, unless you become as a little child, you'll in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven? Isn't it interesting, adults, that we have to throw off what we've been taught to believe is true and right? And in many cases, we've taken on things that we know are wrong and untrue. Friends, isn't it interesting that we are being not molested, but taught by the Spirit of God to unlearn everything that we've had to learn in this life, only to find out that we were wrong? The Lord doesn't make it harder for us. He makes it easier for us. As a matter of fact, when you look at Scripture, friends, Jesus said, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." Did he not? Yes, he did. Yes, he did. We need to listen to what he's telling us. He's meek, lowly, power under control. He said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." He said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle, humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." This belongs to the promises of God. And I want to insert this thought as well. Keep in mind, the Holy Ghost comes to help, to succor you in the things of the Spirit, to exhort you in the things of the Spirit, to reprove you so that you might learn the statutes of the Most High God, so that you might bear the fruits of righteousness, goodness, and truth, which are by Jesus Christ. Read the book of Ephesians, chapter 4. "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls." That also, if you go back to the, just to show you how Scripture, Old Testament and New Testament line up perfectly, go to Jeremiah 6:16 as well. "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls." I was just saying, friends, that keep in mind the Holy Ghost, this is an insert here, the Holy Ghost doesn't comfort a man that's in known sin. He comes to convict him of his sin, righteousness, and judgment. Oftentimes when we go through hard times, and it's an affliction that the Holy Spirit is teaching you to throw that off so that you might put him on. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. And this is what comes about when you're born of the Spirit of God. Your whole world changes. And your job now, Isaiah 58 and Isaiah 68, is no longer to sit back and watch the world go to hell. No, now it's time for you to get up and build the old waste places, to fill in the breaches, friends. And again, that's where you find your life. Okay? When we're learning from him, where's our hope found? It's given unto us by him in all that we're called to do. We live hopeful lives, friends, not hopeless lives. Nobody said it was going to be easy. I mean, look at the trials and the tribulations that Paul went through and the disciples went through. And just to put it in a nutshell, look at 11 of the 12 lost their lives. John and Patmos was miraculously saved. They tried to boil him in oil, a cauldron of oil, but he miraculously lived. Well, how do you find your joy in all of that? Well, read Hebrews 12:2 when you get a moment. And the joy is the fact that our names are written in the book of life, and that's our home. And we can't expect to have a peace in this world that the world has. No, Jesus said, "I give unto you a peace that the world doesn't know." In the world, you're going to have tribulation, but in me, you're going to have peace. Folks, it's time to rest upon the Rock of Ages. But when we're done resting, tomorrow morning we get up and we do our job to right the wrongs, to turn the world right side up. Therein is the hope, and the world's waiting for us to do exactly what we're called to do.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.